subdivision 2021-11 Lightship Cove. What do you think?
You know, that, you know, they made some good points tonight, really. I mean, it is a lot denser than every other thing around there, and it is a busier road, and it is a small road, and it is a lot of flooding, and, but I'm, the person who owns the property selling it is the person, is the reason I have a child now, because she was my nurse who made sure that. So I've got mixed emotions on this.
Well, the thing is, I get that all the land around is in preservation, but it's in preservation because the people that owned it put it in preservation. It's not because of the people, because all the people in the neighborhood wanted it.
No, I get that.
You know.
But it's probably, I mean, Charlie probably did put it in preservation, probably the 10-year preservation, not the forever preservation. And I don't know what the other lands are probably in the 10-year too.
Now, one person did testify that could it be less, you know, is this an all or nothing, you know?
That's what I'm wondering.
Maybe it's a little too dense.
It is. Seems like 10 pounds of potatoes and a 5 pound sack, right?
But it's a standard 2 per acre, isn't it? It's just, it's cluster design, which allows you to go down to 7,500 square foot lots.
But you know, just because somebody comes in with a cluster design doesn't mean we have to approve it, correct?
I agree.
We could just say, you know, sorry, it doesn't fit in here, and then they can still develop it, but it's.
And I agree with your point about there's no area for the kids to play either.
Well, you know? What you could do is what you just said, is you can say no. They can come back with a straight AR low density subdivision plan, which will yield probably about 1.2 would be your, I mean, I've seen them seem as low as 1, where you really, you're allowed to per acre, but by the time you do everything you need to do, because there's a way, the calculation's a little different when it's in the low density. So. The base density is still 2 per acre, but by the time you do that calculation and you take the things out that you need to take out, you don't really get that. You might, and I'm aware of at least one where they're only getting about one per acre. That's one is one more than none. Okay, so I mean maybe that would be you know.
Keller, we fried you, or you got an argument?
I mean, you know, I'm going to say the same thing that I, you know, frequently say, I'm saying during the land plan, that is, they're coming. People are coming. And they're going to come, you know, 1,000 people are going to come in a certain amount of time, 1,000 new homes. And if they can live in a condensed area where there's more on an acre, a lot of them, like my wife, is going to prefer that. Less yard, less, you know, like living down in Tampa, Lewis, or, you know, even Milton, and she much prefers that. And, but you know something? If they can't find that, they're going to go ahead and take one to the acre. And when they take one to the acre, we're going to have bottlenecks everywhere, because the sprawl is just going to sprawl us all the way
well,
over.
Well, I agree with you there, but in this line. Case, this is not, you know, here's Lewis, here's Fisher Road. And we're telling everybody on Fisher Road, you're going to have to go the back way around Route 9 to go to the grocery store. You yourself told me there is no place to get a cup of coffee near there.
I agree with that. That which brings us back to this other piece over on Cave Neck Road. I just scratched my head. It's like, why not go ahead and consolidate a whole bunch of them that are coming down? And when we can, right on a Route 1 corridor, when they're putting, they're building a 600,000, not 6 million, but
70 million.
Yeah, lots of millions.
That number.
Lots of millions. Why not do it there where you can, if you want to work for a hospital, you can go 10 minutes in one direction and work at one hospital, or 15 minutes in the other direction and work, maybe it's 15 now, depending on.
Get to get into town, yeah, it's like, when he said it's the same difference, I'm like, I'll be darned it is.
So, yeah.
Even though you can see one from where you're.
You know, they're coming, they're moving in here, and.
But the thing is that it, the people who are not, we are not getting nurses moving into those houses. We are not getting, we're getting people retiring here who are going to need services and not getting the services because the people who provide the services cannot afford to live here. And yeah, I know that we say we put more density in than maybe we could, but density, I agree, density should be next to the city. It should be close enough that you can walk into the city.
Well, that horse is already out of the gate because there's nothing left there, so.
I know, I don't have that many cars, but.
That area is, it has the potential to become more dense. You can just run right down Cade Neck and go into Milton, and, I mean, even Milton, there's a handful.
We're on Cade Neck.
Okay, look.
We're moving on.
Look, let's dispense with the rest of our agenda here.
Okay. Anyway, but that's my thoughts on Late Ship Cove, just that I'm not there, I'm not sure that it's the spot for that place.
But if you don't have density on this job, on this location, if you don't have density, you're never going to get Fisher Road made bigger. The way to get the roads, the way to get the infrastructure, you know, upgraded is more growth. I mean, that is an argument. Because as you have more, you know, more people paying taxes and that there's more money thrown in the coffers that can be then invested in making these roads larger.
What normally happens is it goes back to the developer and they pay an in-kind fee and makes the road improvements. But Mr. Pakowitz pretty much said tonight that it's just, and it shows it on the plan. There's just a limit of that entrance.
They're only going to make them do what's in front of their property. It's hard to make them. Well, it gets that's into right-of-way issues. I mean, I'm seen some of that up close recently, and it's crazy when you're trying to deal with, you know, you're trying to make an entire street wider, and you've got 30 homeowners who have no incentive whatsoever to work with you.
I mean,
it's tough. It is really tough. So I don't know what the answer is, but.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-11 Lake Ship Cove. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.